Backers of the new district system for the Seattle City Council say it would increase grassroots campaigning and decrease the need for big donations. But so far, at least one type of donation is growing. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Independent expenditures have more than doubled this year in the city council election. Those are donations from outside groups to help or hurt a candidate. Some of these donations are for negative ads. Wayne Barnett is the executive director of the Seattle Ethics and Elections Commission. He says these donations from business and labor groups and others have already topped $280,000, and it's only the primary.
I think the previous record was a little less than $135,000, and that was in 2009. So, yes, we are seeing a lot of independent spending this time.
Barnett says one reason might be because the field of candidates in some races is so crowded. There are 9 people running for the open seat in West Seattle's District 1 and 8 people for the seat in North Seattle. So surviving the primary may require a very small margin of votes.
If you can literally influence 4 to 5, maybe 10,000 voters and influence the outcome of a race, I think that could lead people to believe that that might be a wise race to spend some money in.
Another reason the margins of victory are so narrow is that voter turnout in these local primary elections is typically low. King County officials estimate that turnout for Tuesday's primary will be just about 30%. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.